instead of you, which is otherwise known as the starting pistol, for the look ahead to Tottenham and what happens next. We had the overview with Rob Gutman, but I've got Dan Morgan and I've got Sean Rogers in to talk about the challenge that's ahead of Liverpool. And we're not just going to focus on Spurs, but to talk about the fact that Dan Morgan, all of a sudden, and it's a funny one in that you're not quite sure where the fitness is, but all of a sudden he may well be a little bit closer to a full choice of squad, or as close as he's been to a full choice of squad for some time.
It's come at the right time as well. And I think we sometimes look, don't we, at what he puts in place for things to come to fruition at certain points of the season. I think this might have just fell for him a little bit in many ways. I think, don't get me wrong, I think there's maybe a couple of things not going out to the public. Maybe Shaqiri, I think, carrying Sutton. I don't think Trent's 100%. But all of a sudden now, you've got someone like Gomez back. You know, you've got Alex Oxlade-Chamberlain telling you he's ready. As well as that, you've got Naby Keita, who you can maybe think is a bit of a wild card for the rest of the season. And I think for him, it's mainly going to be about plugging certain tiny holes. I think there's not going to be much rotation, deviation with the front three from now. I can't see there being anything being done around Van Dijk, Robertson, that side of your back four. So I think maybe he's maybe looking at the right side of his centre-half and right-back, that side of his defence, and one, maybe two things he can tweak in midfield with the options he's got.
It's intriguing, isn't it, when you think of Klopp's. We were saying as we were sort of coming into the show that he, you know, when Lovren sometimes gets fit, he's sometimes in 2 days later, isn't he? You know, it doesn't seem to be like, you know, when we were, you know, Roy Evans era kind of thing, but you go and have two reserve games or whatever, don't you? And then maybe come on the bench and sort of get eased back in. So he's not shy of just throwing you in. I think we need lots of luck, don't get me wrong, but it'll be interesting if a lot of the players coming in from the cold, and I include Shaqiri and Keita in that, in the positive is, think of the freshness that, you know, Gomez, Lovren, Shaqiri, Keita, Oxlade-Chamberlain, players like that have got at the moment. You could probably throw a Origi in there in terms of that as well. The hunger that they've got to want to be part of it, I think, will be massive. Some of them have got points to prove. Some are just looking forward to being a part of it. Adam Lallana as well. You could probably throw him into that mix as well.